Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, still in the middle of Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, which deals with the halachos of the 9 days. And we begin on the very top line of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph with the Ramah. Yesterday we spoke about that by Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos during the Shvuah Shechalbo, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out, the Mechaber had said that you can make Havdalah on wine, but the Ramah had said that the minhag is to be machmir and not to make Havdalah on wine, or if you are going to make Havdalah on wine, you should give it to a tinok, you should give it to a child. Now, we continue in the middle of the line, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, in the Ramah, Ubamakom Delek HaTinok, a person who's living with just himself and his wife. They don't have any young children around. Ubamakom Delek HaTinok, if there is no child around to give the Havdalah to, so what should you do? Mutu Biatzmo Lishtos Havdalah. Then you still can make Havdalah on wine, and you can drink the wine yourself. The person making Havdalah can drink the wine if there is no child around. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Ayin Aleph. However, Avol Birchas HaMazon, we said also that according to the Mechaber, you could make the kosher bracha of Birchas HaMazon and have wine during the week of Shvuah Shechalbo even, because there's a mitzvah to go and make benching a la kos with 3 people. So he says that you shouldn't do. Avol Birchas HaMazon Yivorach below kos. You should make benching without a kos, because given the Eshposkim Daf Shlosha Sheachlu Ein Tzrichim Kos, because there are opinions, and this, unfortunately, for better or worse, is the way most people practice in Paskin, that we don't usually, when we just have a Zimun, make benching a la kos. Technically one should, and there are coolers not to, but he's saying that you can rely upon those cool opinions that you don't have to bench a la kos with just 3 people making Zimun. So therefore, al kopanim b'chi agabd, in a situation where it's shur shechalbo, b'chi agabdna yesh l'smoch alai, you can rely upon this lenient opinion that you don't have to make b'chas Zimun a la kos. Now, the issue footnote number 88 brings down, Ba'afim kvar lokach kos u'birach l'birchas hamozon, person forgot, and he's holding the kos, and he's saying benching, but he didn't make a bar priya gofen. So in this situation, the priya gofen says, so just put the kos down. If there is no tinok, so then put the kos down, and you benched a la kos without saying the bar priya gofen. There is no problem in that situation. In fact, that's what we usually do by shalashudas. In places where people have shalashudas in shul, so they'll bench a la kos for shalashudas, and then they'll use that kos. They don't make a bar priya gofen. They use that kos for havdalah. The Ramah continues and he says, ubesudas mitzvah, in regards to a sudas mitzvah. What are examples of this? Could go in a mila, bris mila, or pidgin aben, the siyum maseches, and this will have a lot of discussion on exactly what is a siyum maseches, and who gets to be invited to a siyum maseches that you can have meat and wine at. And then he adds, usudas erisin. Now these words, sudas erisin, we'll see, are very problematic. So right now, we'll just explain it as being a suda at which erisin occurs. We'll see what the Mishnah Berurah says, the Baragola, and some of the Dershu footnotes in describing this. In any event, in all of these different types of sudas mitzvah that are brought down, ochlin basav shosam yayim, you're allowed to eat meat and have wine, kol hashayachim l'suda, anybody who's appropriately allowed to be at the suda. However, the Ramah says, avol yesh letzamtzin shlo losif, but you should only have the minimal amount of people that need to be there, and you shouldn't add on extraneous, unnecessary people. We'll define all of this. This was a mouthful. The Ramah is a very important Ramah here, and we'll start looking at the Mishnah Berurah first. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Ayin Beis tells us the Sudas Mitzvah. He says, Ubazeh, he says, Afilu kosher b'yachas hamazon yesh latir l'shtos. At this Sudas Mitzvah, you should bench ala kos, and then you can use that cup of wine and drink from it, because certainly no worse, lo gara, miyayin shebesocha sudad hoter. You're allowed to have drunk wine during the meal, so certainly for the purposes of benching ala kos and to drink the wine at the conclusion of the meal, that certainly is allowed as well. Sivkot Nayin Gimel, if you make a siyum on a maseches, okay, bris mila and pidgin aben, those are straightforward, so the smitzah, no questions about them. But a siyum maseches, what exactly is included in a siyum maseches? So he says, mikom makom, im lo nizdamen bilimudu hasiyum, if a person is not up to the point of making a siyum, so lo yamar, he shouldn't speed up to go and make the siyum, or yachar, or slow down so that he delays making the siyum a week or two before the 9 days and leaves it for the 9 days. Shouldn't do this. Lo yamar or yachar b'shulzeh. It's not proper to do this. Here's your footnote number 89 brings down here some very important ideas. And he says, the marker of these words are from the Elya Rabba, and he brings down as well from the Shelis Juv's Mincha Yitzchak from Dayan Weiss, that what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here is Shekavat Naso, L'misha Ma'achar U'makdim Es HaSiyum L'yom Elu. Somebody who speeds up or slows down specifically to have the Siyum during the 9 days, because Ritzono Lecho Bosu, he wants to just have meat. That's his whole purpose. And in this situation, which opens there, Nirashenu Simcha B'Siyum HaMaseches, it doesn't look like you're having any real Simcha from the Siyum of the Maseches. All you want to do is eat meat and wine. That's not called the Sudas Mitzvah. Shari Ikra Mitzvah Zeh HaSimcha SheB'Siyum HaMaseches. The Simcha of a Siyum of the Maseches is that you finish the Masechta, not that, oh, Baruch Hashem, we have a chance to eat meat and wine. He says, "Ach amish asiyah meseches, or mashiyah ma'at lasu sesimchas asiyah bisman shiyoset noach lo." The person is finishing masech and it's a Thursday night. He says, "I want to leave it for Shabbos or something like that." Under normal purposes, v'roy lo lasu sesim. He wants to make the siyah in a time that it's more appropriate for his family to get together and friends to get together. That's vaday asudas mitzvah, and that's brought down in the Tshuva's Marimitz that you're allowed to do that. Sheki sheboyim l'sofa meseches yishayimat. You save a little bit at the end. That's our custom when you're learning. Let's say in the daf yomi in the morning. And they finish the Masechta in the morning, and nobody's davened yet, let's say, so there's nobody making a siyum at that point in time, and they make it either in the evening, or they make it at a Shalosh Shudos, or they make it at a time when the family can get together, so that's perfectly allowable. That is a situation that it's permissible to, quote, delay a little bit, you leave a little bit, to finish the siyum at another time. And this is also brought down the Aruch HaShulchan, Shemi Shemeniach HaSiyah Maseches Daf Kol Yom Melu, somebody who says, well, I finished by Shavuos time, and I'm going to save this Siyah until the 9 days, Kedei Lechol Basa, they should have meat then, that's Dovah Mechuhu, that's not a good thing, it's a disgusting thing. However, the Aruch HaShulchan does add, Shalom Olechat Chilu Maseches Kedei Lasso Siyah Yom Melu. Somebody says, listen, it's 2, 3, 4 weeks before the 9 days. I'm going to learn Maseches Makis. I'm going to learn the Masechta, and I'll finish in time for the 9 days, going at my clip of one daf a day. So then, Efshur Shekhadai, that's perfectly okay, because Ayidezeh Yarbe B'Eisek HaTorah. You're learning more Torah. That's a good reason, and therefore you're allowed to do that. He brings that as well from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, who writes, Sheshama mi Oviv Hagon HaStipler, HaKadosh, from the great Stipler, his father, Shemizman Milchemes Olam HaRishona, during World War I, Loya ma lecho bi yeshiva rak basra. The yeshiva where the stipler was at, all they had was meat. They didn't have any milchiks. Basu abachur mechol suda siyam. And therefore, during the 9 days, they had nothing else to eat. So they made a siyam every day. Bekol ha yeshiva achlu basra, and everybody ate with them meat. Then he adds, "V'im siyam es ha-maseches yom kodem uvol asus es suda mochras." Let's say he finished the masechta on Tuesday. Now you're making the siyam on Wednesday. So Nissan Karlitz Zatzal says no. Ein zusudas mitzvah. You have to make it the same day. And he brings down from the Chavos Yoyer, Sha'av shkasuda nasis lemochras hasim nechshav zusudas mitzvah. Albeit the Chavos Yoyer says that's acceptable. Says v'efshe shagam b'toch shavua miasman shasim. He says maybe as long as it's the same week, that's allowed. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'gamim lo yo'ose su'uda bishar yamim." And if you wouldn't make a suda at the rest of the year, person, Baruch Hashem, he goes to Masechta after Masechta, and he doesn't always make a siyum after the time he finishes a Masechta, so then he shouldn't do it during the 9 days. However, but if it comes out that this is the regular time for you to make a siyum, then you can invite people, even people that didn't finish the Masechta with you, that you normally would invite to a Sudas Marias, when you make a siyum on a Masechta, so the friends that you normally invite, so you can invite them during the 9 days as well. As long as they would normally come at other times, you're not just doing it for the 9 days. All of a sudden, you have friends coming out of the woodwork. No, if these are the friends you'd invite to a siyum that you'd make in the month of Elul, so then you can invite them during the month of as well. The issue, footnote number 90 says, what is the definition of a siyum? And what svarim you can make on a siyum? So all of these we discuss in great detail in Siman Tof Ayin, in Siv Kot Yud Ayin Shom. Certainly could die to go back and discuss that. The issue, footnote number 91 brings down, v'afim masayim asmo, eino meisev imam l'suda. Even if the person who did the masechta isn't sitting down for the suda, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that's okay. In regards to Tainis Bechoros, mikomokum mutu l'shar hamishtatvim b'siyum lechol. Everybody else can eat there, even if the person making the siyum isn't eating there, because it's a siyum on the masechta. But he says there might be a difference in this situation between the siyum for Tainis Bechoros and the siyum that we're making during the 9 days. What happens if somebody comes late to the siyum? He misses the siyum. So Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal brings down mutu b'achilas basa. People that didn't hear the siyum, but they're coming for the suda, can still participate in the suda, because the suda, he's suda smitzvah, because that's the suda smitzvah. The kolechad rashi lechol b'suda smitzvah basa v'yayin. And anybody who's participating in the suda smitzvah can eat the meat and the wine, even if they weren't there for the siyum. And this is also the opinion of the Stipler Gaon Zatzal, and also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal. And he says, however, linyan tainis b'choros yesh l'hokel lechol at l'mish lo shomas asiyum. He says this applies to tainis b'choros. However, he says, maybe this doesn't apply to the 9 days. On the other hand, in regards to Tainis Bechoros, the Ben Ishchai brings down, the great Sfaradi Gadol, Shetzorich Lishmoa Es HaSiyam Ulohovin Es HaNemar Shom. If you want to participate in Siyam for Tainis Bechoros, you have to hear the Siyam and you have to understand it. And there's also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shirak Shmias HaSiyam Matiris HaTainis. For Tainis Bechoros, you have to hear the Siyam. That's what allows you to. He says, oh, Mishu Shutup L'Simchas HaMasayim. If somebody is a partner with the Siyam, in other words, he learned part of the Masechta with the person, so then he would be able to participate as well, even though he didn't hear the Siyam. And there's also the opinion of Yashiv Zatzal, and it's also the opinion of Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchak, who adds, Ach Siyam She'im Misaya La'arichas HaSuda. If you participated also in making the Suda, then you can also participate even though you missed the Siyam. And he brings this down in the Bir Halacha, which we're going to see right now in Dibur HaMaslo, B'Siyam HaMaseches. And if you look in this Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes that he says, the Ayin B'Sidah Shor Yaakov Emden, if you look in the Siddur, the great Rav Yaakov Emden, Shadaito Dahainu HaMachzikin B'Dei Halom Dimimimonim, people that support the Siyam financially, they're paying for the meal, or they pay for the shear. And all the people that are somehow involved in arranging and setting up the meal and their associates, they can participate even if it's a lot of people. However, he says, but to invite other people because of honoring them or because of your love for them, for another purpose, that is not allowed. He says it is clear. But if they're coming to help to set up the tables and do stuff, then they'd be allowed to come because that's what the Gemara says. It should be for me as chus that I did a great chus. Whenever the Rabbanim finished the Masechta, I would make for them a Sudas Mitzvah. And this is brought down in the Morgan of Rome as well. And therefore, if people are participating in setting up and paying for the Siyam, then they could be invited as well. Now we come to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Ayin Dalet, where we discuss those difficult words, Usudas Erisin. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ach Debevur Le'el B'Siv Beis, even though we learned previously, there are also lots of Usudas Erisin. You're not allowed to make a Usudas Erisin, so how here can you say that you're allowed to have Basar and Yayin at a Usudas Erisin when you're not allowed to make a Usudas Erisin? So the Mishnah Berurah suggests some suggestions. Efshar, he says, Demayre, we're talking here, Shalom B'Shas Erisin. He would tell him that you're making the Usudas Erisin, not when it's the Erisin, and that would be allowed. That's not such a great simcha. Or Oshlo Beveis Arusaso. As we said, it's not in the house of the Arusa. And that's also the Leko Simcho Kokach, and therefore maybe that's what the Suda here that you're talking about, that's a Suda Smitzvah, but not a Suda that is also to make during the 9 days, like a typical Suda Harrison is. Then he adds, the Yesha Mochakin Elushte Tebos. He brings up in the Morgan of Rome, this is actually a mistake over here, and these two tables shouldn't be here. It's a mistake, and you should delete Sudas Erisin. Now, why is that? So, Dirshu footnote number 92 brings out a very interesting Levushi Mordechai, who brings down in the name of the Vilna Gaon. The Ramah says over here that the original Girsa was, it said Siyam Maseches, and then it had the Rashi Tebos Samach Ayin, which the editor mistakenly thought meant Sudas Erisin. But this was a mistake on the editors. Instead of the Samach Aleph being Sudas Erisin, it really should have been the Emes Tzarech Lios Svarim Acherim. In other words, you can make a Siyam on a Masechto, you can make a Siyam on Nach. That's what it meant, Svarim Acherim. And that's considered a Sudas Mitzvah, but it has nothing to do over here with Sudas Erisin, a beautiful teretz. Finally, the Ber HaGol over here says that a possible teretz would be, Lirin Aliyah's Dati says his humble opinion is Lechalek, the Hocha Mayer the Erisin Shom Mitzvah. This is talking here about where there's a mitzvah. The person had no wife and children, so therefore he needed to make the mitzvah period of Rivia, so then you're allowed to make the Sudas Erisin. Kamosha Kos of Aran in the name of Haigon, and this is brought down by the Beis Yosef. So he says that's another possible teretz over here, why this Sudas Erisin is allowed as opposed to the previous Sudas Erisin we said is not allowed. Now we're going to the next Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nayin Hay, where he says, Hainu, that you're allowed to invite all Hashayachim L'Suda, it's called Mishayaholech Bizman Achel L'Suda Zu. Again, we defined this already, that's somebody that you normally would invite it if it had been a Siyam in the month of Elul, so you can invite them now to your Siyam during the 9 days. And this, why would you invite them? Hey, Machmas Korva, they're relatives of yours, or close with you, or Machmas Shuava, or you like them, they're good friends with you. What about women? In a place where they would invite women to such a suda, gamke mutter, perfectly mutter to do so. Then he brings out for the chayodim, because of chayodim, the eishes habal suda, the wife or the person making the siyam, the one who's making the suda, certainly muteris, she certainly can participate. Even though it's a learning, and the children in the family as well can certainly participate. However, he says, Umisha Shochel Lebeitzel, if you want to send somebody food from the Siyam, Asal Alecho, then they're not allowed to eat the meat or the wine. The issue footnote number 93 qualifies this as he says, Ach Misha Hiskel Basuda, if somebody was there at the beginning of the Suda and then takes some food to eat at home, then he'd be allowed to go and do so. If Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down Shakol Nechshel Suda Mitzvah, that's still called the Suda Mitzvah because he washed over there and he ate something over there, and therefore it's a continuation of the Suda. What about a Moel and a Sanduk? So they bring some food home to them to their houses. So or they weren't even at the start of the meal. They just sent them food to their houses. So the Shilas Shuvas Divri Malkiya brings down Mutarim Lechol Basar Yayin. They certainly can, because for them it's a yontif. The Moel and the Sandik are people that are considered a yontif for them on the day of the Bris Milah, and you actually brings down. You're allowed to eat even before the Bris, technically, on those days, meat, because for you it's a yontif. Then the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nayin Vav says you're not allowed to add unnecessary people. He says, Hainu, Misha lo ba machmas kurva, if somebody's not a relative, oh, he's not a loved one, oh, abbas re'ayim, rak lechol lishlos, you're only coming there because, oh, I heard the shul's having a siyam, and I want to go eat. So then that's wrong to invite such a person. He shouldn't participate. Ba'veiru biyado, and if he eats meat or drinks wine, that's actually an aveira. The Rabbah continues, he says, u'bishvua shechal tisha b'av b'socha, for the week, not only the 9 days, but the week, the Tisha B'Av falls out, and that's like the stricter period of the 9 days. The Shua Shechabo and Lechol Basar Lishtos Rak Minyan Mitzumtzum. You shouldn't necessarily make a Siyum then. If you are making a Siyum then, it falls out. You have a Pidyon HaBen, a Bris Milah, something like that. So then, you should only invite the Minyan Mitzumtzum, only the exact number of people that really need to be there, and nobody else. And he says, V'zeh Afilu Be'erev Tisha B'Av Shari. And this, if the Suda comes out, even on Erev Tisha B'Av, as long as it's not the Suda Mafsekis, as we'll see, as the Ramah says, V'vash lo yeh b'suda shemafsik ba, that's his own opinion, but he brings down for the Minhagin and the Ma'ariel that even on Erev Tisha B'Av, not the Suda Mafsekis, if you have a Suda Smitzvah, then you can have it with Basar Yayin, even on Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Ayin Zayin, he says, Rak Minyan Mitzumtzum. He says, Hainu, this is, when we say an exact minyan, Hainu Movada Krovim HaPsulim LeEdus. This doesn't include relatives who would normally possible for Edus for you, so they can come, they're not included in the Minyan Mitzumtzum. And likewise, Movad HaBali Mitzvah, people that are the Balim of this Sudas Mitzvah, the Sanduk, the Moel, the father, etc. Mutal Lahosef Asor Mishum Reyes. You can invite 10 people just because of friendship, and even though they have nothing to do with the Sudas Mitzvah. Anybody else that you invite, they can't have Basar Yayin, they can join, but they should have milchiks. The issue footnote 94 says, can you be mistar of such a people for Zim? He says, we discussed this previously. Look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Tzadivav, Sivkot and Tess. Mishabur continues, he says, V'nei b'levush kosa, the levush writes, the mirosh chodesh at tishabav, lochin minyam tzumtzum. He says, during the entire 9 days, you should only have a minyam tzumtzum. V'yesh lochin masorah b'vara krov v'mashioch l'val asuta. Again, 10 people in addition to everybody else that is allowed to be there. However, in the Derech Chayim, but Derech Chayim, Mashmud Yuchalino Lahokil Kedas Ramah. But until the Shul Shechabo, you can be more makel, invite even more than the minyan mitzumtzum, like the Ramah says. That Mirosh Chodesh, at Shul Shechabo, Tishabov, Mutal Zamin, Kol Hashayach Masuda, Vafilu Kamim Minyanim. Even more than a minion's worth, you can invite more people. So again, it's a machlokus whether you have to be machmir during the entire 9 days or just the Shul Shechabo. The minog amongst many is that the machmir during the Shul Shechabo, the people won't usually make even an elective siyum then. If the Suda Smitzel comes out, a Pidyon HaBen or a Bris Milah, it's different, but they won't make a siyum masechta during that period of time. And he says, if he says it comes out on Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Yosef Shabbos, now, Dishu footnote number 95 says it's not talking about where it actually comes out on Shabbos, because then of course you're allowed to eat meat. Everybody's allowed to eat meat. So it's talking about in the week. It really means Shur Shechabo here. So if you have a Bris Milah, a Pidyon HaBen, even if it's a Shur Shechabo, you can invite whoever you would like to. Finally, Sivkat Ayin Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, Obuvad Sheasen HaKodem Chatzos. When you're making this Siyam, or this Sudas Mitzvah, on Erev Tisha B'Av, you should try to do it before Chatzos. You should do it in the morning rather than in the afternoon. With this, we conclude today's shir.